Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, September 20, 2010, 4:10 p.m.
We'll be way more than a walk about.
Call the meeting to order, please. Would you stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance of the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call the roll, please?
McLarty.
Yes.
Boskay.
Yes.
Rohde is absent. McNear.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
Bill Rohde has called and asked to be excused.
I so move to excuse Bill Rohde from the meeting today.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Bill Rohde. Call roll.
Boskay.
Yes.
McNear.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes. You have the minutes of the previous meeting, September the 7th. What is your pleasure?
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of September the 7th as printed. Questions, comments, additions, deletions? Call roll.
McNear.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Buscat.
Yes.
Okay, next item is open the greater bids. Fred.
For counties taking bids on new road graders. First one is for Titan Machinery. Is make and model 865 case. The net bid is $220,940 less trade-in of $41,075 would be a net bid of $179,865. Next one's from Murphy Tractor, John Deere. John Deere 7070G. Initial price is $224,465. Less discount of trade-in is $70,408. Net bid $154,057. Next one is from Ziegler Caterpillar. Cat 140M. Initial price $361,573. Less discount $125,160. Trade in is $38,000. So the net bid is $198,413. That's all the bids that we received.
Questions from the board?
What's horsepower on those the 77?
770.
Yeah, 770.
They're variable horsepower, Tony.
Peak horsepower is 245.
How about the cat?
Same way.
Same way.
Variable horsepower machine.
So 245 peak then too, or?
So does the other one too, about 865?
How about on the case?
205.
205.
Other questions from the board?
No, I just, I'll make a motion to turn it over to the road committee and let them make a decision on which one to take.
I'll second it.
Because I think they want to look at features and stuff like that and make sure that they get what you want.
Okay.
And
may I ask a question?
Sure.
The motion and second is to have the road committee make a recommendation by what time? Next meeting?
I think that...
That's 2 weeks.
I think that just let the road committee make the decision.
No time?
I don't think we have to come back to the board. We got low bids here, and let them make the choice and make the decision. Fred and Dick and Bill.
Motion second to turn over to the road committee to make the decision. Is that it?
Exactly.
That's all right. The second?
So, in other words, they don't have to come back to us. They can make the decision.
Make the decision. Yeah,
this is authorizing them to make the decision of which goes to accept.
Sure, why not? Yes. Yes, stay with my second.
Any other questions? No questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your bids. The road committee will be getting a hold of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chad? Road report?
I think everybody, has everybody seen the annual road report? Just the annual report that's submitted to the Department of Roads. It's based on this year's budget, shows last year's budget. There's nothing really surprising there unless there's any particular questions on something.
Questions from the board? Direct them to Chad. I don't hear any questions, Chad.
Well, that must be in his rate then.
Either they're thoroughly confused or it was well written. I'm not sure.
Well, being this is the first I've seen it, it's kind of hard to go over it and smash it and crash it.
So the 2009, from 2009 to 2010, there was $2,186,049.87 versus 10 and 11. $2,537,277.41.
Yes, the right column is this year's budget.
And the left column
is last year. And the far left was last year's budgeted amount. And the center column is what was actual spent in the last fiscal year.
Yeah, right here. So this. Okay. So we spent more this fiscal year than we did last year because.
Yes, this is projected.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Thank
that's
you.
Just
thank you. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
2011. So that, yeah. It's
projected?
Or?
Projected.
Okay. Okay.
What is your pleasure? Is there a time limit on approval?
I think it has to be in October 1st. I think it's
October 1st?
Yes.
Okay, so it isn't a matter of waiting until our next meeting to act on it.
When is the next meeting?
October
4th. So 3 days too late, so we need to make an action today.
I'll make a motion to accept the 2009-2010 annual road report as written.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded to accept the report. Questions, comments? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Chad, thank you very much. Appreciate all your hard work.
No problem.
Good work.
Well, we hope it is. Amber?
Oh, okay.
Amber Monet with Dakota County Victims Assistance. I am just giving an annual report on the program activities for the last year. I think everyone is very familiar with the program because of reporting here last year and giving my report. What is attached to that packet is statistics for calendar year 2009, and it is broken down into sections. The type of victims that were served, victims by calendar year for the last 3 years, sex of victims, and it goes on, so on and so forth. The first couple of pages shows you the Victims of Crime Act and how it is dispersed to the states at both the federal level and the state level. And it also gives you some background information for the next upcoming fiscal year budget. So for this year, the program was funded at $38,000, which is the same as last year. So there was no decline or no increase. So with that, the program has already sent in the grant award letter to the Crime Commission. And I will be starting my next fiscal year October 1st. So it has been funded for another grant year. Each year, it's not a guarantee, but fortunately enough, Dakota County has been funded by the Crime Commission through the VOCA Crime Act for the last 21 years. So it has been steady with the funding with the Crime Commission. So if anybody has any questions on anything, I know that's a lot of stuff to go through. Certainly feel free and ask. But
yes, you're right. It's too short time to analyze everything. Man.
On these grants, this for a total for the state gets $2,721,000. Is that what?
Yeah, for Nebraska, yeah, that is what's projected. I believe, from what I know, they didn't receive as much as what they were supposed to receive, and so I don't think that's the final number.
Okay.
For 2010. These are just projected.
Well, in 2009, it was $3 million. How much does Dakota County receive of?
Well, $3 million includes the ARRA funds.
Okay.
So just to let you know, that's included BOCA and ARRA funds, that one special time where they voted that in for those ARRA funds. For Dakota County, which services my program, that would be the $38,000.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Any other questions? Approval on your budget, is that it?
No, I was just coming here to give you an update on the program and the statistics for the calendar year 2009.
All right. Any other questions on the board? Not hearing any. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Good report.
Next item is approved payroll claims. There are no problems with payroll.
So moved. Go ahead, Rick.
Tony got it.
Okay, I second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll claims. Call roll.
Boskay?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Accounts payable, they've been taken care of. Questions on it, Joan has taken care of those questions. They've been resolved.
So moved to approve accounts payable.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the accounts payable. Questions, comments?
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
All right. Road Department hiring policy has been dropped from the agenda. It's been resolved. Next one is office inventories.
Due to the fact, to chairperson, that Bill Rudy is not here, and we want to table for next meeting.
Which is that?
At 2:30.
October 4th.
October 4th.
What, the hiring policy?
No. That office inventories.
Oh, okay. All right, I caught up with you now.
We haven't had a chance to review it.
You want to move that to October 6th?
Exactly. Set 4, right, isn't it?
Four, okay. Well, I would just be a little late for that meeting. Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
Fine.
Move to office inventories to October 4th. Now we move down to sell surplus equipment. Need the board to authorize to sell supplies. And you have a copy of or a list of the items that are up on that sale. That's this Thursday.
That's out of the county shed. Where they having it?
Some of it's here, some of it's out there.
The vehicles are out at the county shed, but everything else is here.
Okay. We're here at the outside of the courthouse.
Work outside?
It will be in the basement of the courthouse in the old probation office is where everything's set up.
Okay. Thank you.
And then the vehicle will be out at the county road?
Yes.
Okay. So we need a motion to...
To authorize.
Authorize. Yeah, I make a motion to authorize the surplus sale.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to authorize the sale of unneeded excess supplies. Questions? Call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
McGeer?
Yes.
Okay. Bridge signage. What? Did I miss something?
They're
missing. Okay, it's not all the same thing.
Then in here. Oh, God. Thank you.
Okay, attorney says that going back to the previous item, the board needs to declare these items to be of personal property to be obsolete and not usable by the county, so we need a motion to that effect. The items that are on the list.
It needs to be what?
They need to be declared obsolete and unusable for the county, right?
It's got to be included in my motion. Oh, there's a different motion.
Right now, we've already voted on your motion, so we'd have another one.
No motion. Okay.
I'll make a motion the board declare such surplus personal property as obsolete and not usable by the county.
Second.
Now what? Okay. I thought we did that. That was
you
a free motion.
You appointed a person?
Pardon?
You need a person.
In your motion, would you authorize a person such as Joan to handle the sale?
Be our representative?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the same motion, is that all right with you?
Yes.
So that Joan is going to be the person?
Fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. Got to keep it straight. Got it now? I've mangled it up pretty good. I just want to make sure we're straight. All right, call the roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, I hope that sale of property brings a lot of money. With all now, bridge signing.
What I found through looking through our files of bridges. There is around 15 bridges that are under 20 ton or 20 ton or less, which would be 40,000. And 11 of those are on minimum maintenance roads. I called the state to see if there's any kind of statute that the, and there's no state statute that says the county has to have any forewarning of low tonnage, that all you have to have it is posted on the bridge. They didn't say it was a good idea or a bad idea. They didn't know of any other county that did it. Figured up right around $70 a sign, with posts, signage, bolts. That's not including labor. 35 signs. So that is right around, what, $2,000 to start with.
So you're saying put it before the approach of the bridge instead of the bridges right now have signs on them that have post the weight limit.
Yes.
What this way this came up, Rick, was last time there was a question about it. We have semis that are getting all the way to the bridge and then finding out that they won't handle the weight, so they have to back all the way up to the intersection. The question was, could we put the signage at that intersection to eliminate that drive down to the bridge and backing up? That's the point.
I see.
That came up at the meeting last time.
Last time.
Mm-hmm. I had a phone call, and that's the reason why I brought it up, to see if we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, that makes sense.
Seems like quite a bit of money.
But
I know
how far are those guys backing up sometimes? That might be a couple miles before they could hit a road.
I haven't received a complaint, which doesn't mean anything, but
yeah.
Most of your truckers are local and know where the bridges are.
Yeah.
Dick said this one happened to be like from Wakefield. Dick
from Wakefield.
Oh.
It's, as you know, anybody, like I say, more and most of them are on minimum maintenance roads, and if you're out there with a semi, you pretty well know where the the low tonnage bridges are. I asked the person at the Nebraska Department of Roads if we did one, if we had to do them all. He didn't really give me an answer, since it wasn't a state statute. I guess that would be up to us. Then it kind of falls into the liability. Why did you do one and not another one? I don't know, maybe if you guys would want to look into it further, that is what I've found out so far.
I think it's fine that we've got the weight limits on the bridge itself.
That's a state law that and the state sets the tonnage of them.
Yeah, I think we're covered.
Yes.
So.
Any other from the board? Any other comments?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to find out because I was called on and that was brought to my attention. So,
if that resolves the issue, we'll just move on. Is that right?
Yes.
There are no tabled items. Committee reports.
We didn't have safety today, so I can't.
Okay. Any others? Member reports. I would point out that Nebraska Lost Hills annual meeting is September the 29th, 5:30, in Decatur. If you're interested, I also would point out to you that at the last meeting I asked for letters from the Millis Beach area, giving time, dates, places, and that information to add to my letter. I've received none. I will continue to send that letter, however. The other thing is FEMA. We still haven't received the FEMA money. I've contacted Joanne's staff. And they're working on it. They're trying to find out what the problem is. The only thing he said to me was that after we filed our claim, they changed the regulations. So we had to refile, and that's delayed it. My point was 8-9 months delay is, I don't see that being a satisfactory answer. He's continuing to go on with that. So just so you know, Johans is working on that, why we haven't been paid. All of a sudden, Johann's asking questions. Nebraska FEMA regional office is getting interested now and starting to step it up. Okay, any others? Public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Hearing none, there is no emergency business, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call the roll, please.
Suske?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Worked out well for me then.
We made it.
Yes, we did. Worked out very well.
Bill, before you write a letter, I'm all for you writing a letter, but would you please come out and look at the location we're talking about?
I've been out there.
When?
Maybe your spring.
I stood up here and asked you if you've been out there, and you said no.
I was out there in the spring. And I don't remember your question. You may have asked it, but if I did, I answered wrong, because I have been out there last spring.
Did you ask who made that road behind the plant?
I can't hear you.
Did you ask anyone who made that paved road behind the plant? Was it Dakota City, South Sioux, the businesses who put that road?
No, I haven't been there. Is that the road you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about our place before, yeah. But now I'm talking about the road behind the plant that I talked
about. No, I haven't asked about that. Matter of fact, I haven't been down that way since we talked.
Where are you talking, a paved road?
Behind the plant.